Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, speaking on the Senate floor, painted a grim picture of the present state of the ACA, also known as Obamacare.
We're all keenly aware of the pain that Obamacare has caused for literally millions of families. Premiums have skyrocketed, doubling on average in the vast majority of states on the federal exchange. Insurance options have declined under Obamacare, leaving many with as few as one or even zero insurers to choose from.
Senator Chuck Schumer, the Democratic leader, says he believes the opposite is true. He says it's the repeal and replacement measures that will devastate the health care system.
It will certainly mean drastic cuts in Medicaid, huge tax cuts for the rich, no help for those with pre-existing conditions, and millions losing health care.
Governor Cuomo's Medicaid director, Jason Helgerson, agrees that the repeal of Obamacare would be devastating for New York. And he says lawmakers in Washington are reneging on their responsibilities.
This is the ultimate cop-out for this United States Senate, for the Congress, for the president, to basically say, we, after 7 years of saying that this bill should be, this law should be repealed, that they can't coalesce around a plan to replace it.
Helgerson, in an interview with public radio and TV, says New York's health exchange is relatively healthy. 17 separate plans are offered this year. But he says New York could lose $8 to $9 billion in Medicaid funding each year if the health care expansions under Obamacare are phased out. He says that would blow a hole in the state budget.
Right. It's a massive hole. It's a massive hole that no tax increase could ever fill. And that's why it would mean massive cuts in access to health insurance for millions of New Yorkers.
He says there are no good scenarios that are being seriously considered right now in Washington. A report commissioned by the Coalition of New York State Public Health Plans finds similar results. It says the state could lose $40 billion in Medicaid funding between now and 2026 under the repeal and replacement plans being considered by the Republican-led Congress. The not-for-profit health insurance plans that make up the coalition cover two-thirds of all of New Yorkers signed up for coverage under the state's Obamacare exchanges. The study by Manet Health estimates that if New York does not come up with the money to make up that difference, 2 million people in the state would eventually lose their health coverage. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.